You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Double Tap. This is Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to the FGC. I am, of course, your very flustered host right now because I just got off some sets. But I am Crash, a.k.a. Dre, and with me, of course, we've got Static G in the building. The man who has won a lottery, if you guys didn't know. We'll talk about what he won later. Mez, unfortunately, he was planning on joining us tonight. He's not going to make it this week. It's all good. He's probably just out practicing Ramlethal right now because everyone's just playing the beta, which is something we're going to be talking about tonight. So if you're looking for an episode that's all about Guilty, this is going to be it. We've got a couple other things, of course, we're going to touch on. We're aware that there's a lot of news that came out. It went from, okay, so-and-so, kind of dry spell. Okay, it's getting a little better. And over a course of a weekend, a whole lot more. More than we can actually fill in a single episode. So we're actually going to take some of the bigger components that we want to sit down and talk about more to the next episode, just in case anyone was coming on here to try to talk about certain things. If it doesn't get talked about today, best belief, make sure to check out the next episode. But for those that are new, I don't know what I'm talking about, or maybe have an inkling of what I'm talking about. Of course, this is Double Tap. We're a podcast dedicated to everything and anything in the fighting game community. See, like FGC, that's where it comes from. There you go. Now you know, you can leave the show with a little bit of knowledge. But for those that are returning, though, the vets, the cats that'll put the two quarters up for another credit, thanks for watching and or listening. You can watch this show, of course, live on twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons. We do live stream the show, and sometimes we get into some sets beforehand, which we did earlier. So we're just going to jump right into it. Fighter's Corner, we have a lot to talk about. And some of these are the ones that we're going to slightly glance over because we want to sit down with it. Because obviously, for one, it's very new. So we haven't, or two, you know, because it was kind of eventful, we didn't get to see everything. So off the rip, Smash Bros. We have a new characters that were announced.
I have no idea. I just know it's Pythra and Mithra.
Pyrrha and Mithra.
Right. For all I know, Mithra is a villain in...
They're from Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Oh, they are? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's where they're from.
I thought we were talking about
this
Mothra.
This kind of came a little bit under... the radar. It just Nintendo did the direct, they dropped it. Of course, everyone's like, well, you know, there's some DLC that's still remaining, and looks like they're crossing over into Xenoblade Chronicles. I mean, at this point,
they already have one character.
Really, I'm telling you, this game in the Smash is really just a Mugen. It is just a very highly produced Mugen.
But they already have the guy. I'm really feeling it. What's his name? Part one, Shulk, right?
Is Shulk from Xenoblade?
Yeah, or is he from?
Oh,
is he not? I'm not crazy, am I? Pretty sure.
Let's see.
I'm pretty sure that's his game. Yeah.
Where's the boy from?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's his
Xenoblade's
game.
Xenoblade
1? Xenoblade Chronicles 2010, first appearance.
Okay, the first one. Yeah, Xenoblade.
I mean, all right, okay. Cool. There's a lot of... There's 80 characters in the game. It's all right if you forget one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It is a lot of characters.
He's really feeling it.
Was it 50 characters at launch or whatever? Or 70 characters at launch?
Somewhere? 64. I think 65.
Yeah, something up there.
Yeah.
Compared to the Petrie 15 we're going to get later. But it doesn't matter. It's all about the quality, not the quantity, which we'll get into in just a bit. So we're going to break down their trailer, the Pyrrha and Mithra trailer, actually next week. Because like I said, this kind of flew under our radars. We saw it, or rather we heard of it, but I haven't sat down to actually watch it yet. Because between Capcom Cup, of course, we had our developers conference, part two or round two came up this weekend. Yep. The Guilty Gear beta was going on the entire time as well. So everyone was playing. Kind of just didn't get a chance to see the Nintendo Direct also went in. So like I said, we're going to get into it on the following episode. So if you guys are, you know, wanting some Smash news, we'll talk. And plus, because there's also some other Smash news that kind of we want to talk about, we'll slightly glance it a little bit today because I have my thoughts on it when I heard it. But we'll talk about that in the randoms in a second. So,
si, senor.
Next, Samurai Spirits. Nothing out of the ordinary in terms of... expectations. Oh, okay, excuse me. I can't say that. of what we saw gameplay wise. So they actually got to see an actual gameplay trailer for Cham Cham. She got dropped. We already knew she was going to be the next DLC character. She was actually already announced. Nothing new there, but we actually got to finally see some gameplay.
I had already thought we saw a trailer.
We might. I think we saw some, but I don't think we saw like all of it, is what it is.
So what I thought weird about this trailer, by the way, she looks cool. I thought it was weird that there was no blood in this trailer. Maybe because
yeah, keep it lighthearted here.
Yeah,
yeah, they definitely censored it a bit. I don't know if it's because they were just of the character itself. Fruit and blood doesn't really fit together. You know, you're seeing it everywhere on some Fruit Ninja stuff right now.
I was thinking Fruit Ninja.
Yeah. So we got to see her gameplay and her release. Yeah, the 16th, this coming March in just like 2 weeks. Yeah, a little over 2 weeks now. Yeah, we're already at the end of February. It's kind of wild. But yeah, she marks the first character, I believe, in season three, right? Yeah, season three. She's the first character, of course, Hibiki. We were already aware of her. We already seen her concept art, or rather her design. Haven't seen in-game yet. I thought they were going to release that here. We were actually going to see maybe some progress there. But more or less, when Cham Cham gets released and then they have maybe a developers round three, we'll actually finally get to see some Hibiki gameplay. So if you know the character, you know what she is definitely capable of. One of my favorites in CVS 2, actually. I really enjoyed her.
Oh, Hibiki,
CVS 2. Yeah, yeah, she was pretty fun. But yeah, so we got to see some Cham Cham, 16th. If you're looking forward to that, you know, that's the date. So mind you, on top of the announcement, or rather the gameplay trailer, there was a new announcement that came up, which sadly I don't actually have a
screenshot
article with a post up of it. Yeah, I gotta go dig for it real quick. But in the meantime, besides her, there we go. Actually, I got one now.
There we go.
We got an interesting collabo that everyone's kind of like stoked about. You know, it's like, oh wow, like wouldn't expect it. Samurai Spirits, Guilty Gear. Instantly, so one of the characters is gonna be the guest character. Doesn't say which one. They could be the last one. They could be right after Hibiki. They could be the fourth one. We don't know. But we're gonna get a Guilty Gear character in Samurai Spirits. Traditionally, you know, a samurai-esque feudal Japan type game, so only a couple characters really stand out off the top of the dome that makes sense. We've got your Anjis, we've got your Johnnies, and of course the number one that like a lot of people expect to happen,
Nagoryuki.
Baikin. Oh yeah, that guy. And Nago. And Nago. I forgot. I actually just completely forgot Nago because he's so fresh. But I don't think they'll put Nago in another game when he's already new just to the franchise itself. Like I don't think that would make a lot of sense. And plus, like, the way he plays, like, I don't know if they're going to program a new mechanic for him there.
Right. No, but I agree. Yeah, totally.
Even though Nago does play samurai spirits when he's in that form, that blood rage form. At that point, he's just playing Samurai Showdown.
Three hits,
like, you're dead. Oh, you press the button and I hit you? You're dead.
Yeah, but I do think that it may be a Baikin, or I can see Chip, but Chip is not as popular nor as samurai-esque, but if Baikin doesn't
have
make
ninjas.
Yeah, but again, it's got to be somebody bigger. I was like definitely not Justice, not Testament, like it has to be a straight up Guilty Gear, samurai type character.
What if they just put Soul in, just like in a gi?
And that wouldn't be too far-fetched. In a gi, that would be weird, but
order Soul.
You know what? That could be it too. Actually,
Order Soul would actually not be too bad.
You want to go with the main character of a different game? I mean, they could go any route. I mean, they brought that. What was that one character from For Honor? Like, what?
Yeah, that is true. That is also true. I forgot Homeboy was in there. So yeah, it really is up for grabs. There's just some, you know, usual suspects that we are more than likely going to see. I hope Baikin isn't in it, because if Baikin is in that game, it just kills the chances of her being in this game, I think, for a while. That's just my thoughts on it. But regardless, this was actually a pretty cool little surprise.
Yeah, it is. But it almost makes too much sense for it to be Baikin, especially since her instant kill is the save sham, the sham, whatever that thing is called, the finisher.
The insta kill?
Mm-hmm. The insta-kill is literally the finishers to the end of their games.
Basically. Isham? You just get chopped Isham up, then
Yeah.
You're dead. So should we jump into, we'll keep the Guilty Gear stuff all together. All right. We'll do all of that together. Agreed. So like I said, this isn't the only piece that also came through from the developers conference. Of course, Harada was present. By the way, that conference, I don't know if you got to see the beginning of it,
dog.
The first 20 minutes.
I was streaming it.
My ears.
Oh, with the one noise. It was like,
when they were messing up the sound, I was just like, oh, I really wanted the message. I'm like, yo, like, is there any way I can help you guys?
Oh my gosh.
Really bad.
I felt the same way. However,
I don't know who was on the boards, but man, oh man.
However, it was still good for what it was. Thankfully, it was only during the part where they were just shooting the poop and talking about, what do we do during pandemic time? You know, we're just existing.
It'd be cool if we made a game together, right? Mm-hmm. All of us. All that kind of good stuff. Harada just throwing crazy ideas that could actually work.
Yeah, I think they were talking about really good ideas too. Like how apparently there was something about their workers. They have like 75% of workers working from home and like 25% mm-hmm. working in, which is pretty cool. But we're going to talk about that later and talk about Tekken and how there's a prime minister of, was it Poland?
Yeah. Poland, yeah.
The Poland prime minister. They were saying that they have a lot of good, big fans in Poland. And
That is hilarious.
And, you know, they've never, they were saying something like, we haven't really focused on our Polish sort of like area. Cause you know how there's like world warriors all over the place in mm-hmm. Tekken. So the last time.
Tell you right now.
Uh-huh. What's up?
If the prime minister looks like this, dang. Okay.
All right.
All right, Poland. All right, Poland.
Hi. Hello. She had a car the top of Mishima Estate. That's cool.
Yeah. Like, how did that even get there? Right.
Same way Batman gets his cars everywhere.
But this is all we got to see, really. It was only about 35 seconds, which really only mm-hmm. like 20 seconds of it was anything. And we don't actually get to see her fully, like, you know, in one shot. We don't know her name.
Right.
We just know she has to win this for the people.
Yeah.
And DLC 18, 19, you know, that's the two pieces. I'm assuming there's going to be a Polish stage maybe that comes with it. Some sort of Poland-esque type stage to come with her. But early spring 2021. So we don't have an exact date yet. But at least we know now who it is. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to all my June hopefuls. I'm sorry, Commander. Sorry, homie. It ain't happening. Stick to that mod. Just stick to the mod. You'll survive this. We all will.
That's pretty cool.
But in the meantime, yeah, we got politics. We got politicians coming in busting some ass. I will beat that ass for the vote. That's basically what's going to go down.
It's pretty cool, though. All right. What's her name? What do you think? I'm thinking Maria.
Maria?
Yep.
What's like the most common Polish name?
I say Maria because I used to like there's a I don't know. I've known a Polish Maria. So it is.
I'm going to go with name? Kassia. Kassia.
They probably did the same thing you just did and was like, bingo, we're going with that name.
Sophia is an actual Polish name, but Z-O-F-I-A.
Is there a Sophia already? Well, then you'll probably be like, is she Sofidia? So maybe not.
Right.
But that's so kind of
Number one is Anna.
Anna's already there.
Anna, Maria.
I told you.
Katarzyna? Oh, Catherine. It's just spelled way. It's got a Z in it and a Y. How's that?
I forget how the pronunciation.
Margaret, Agnes, Barbara, Christine, Eve, Elizabeth, Mandolin.
I forget how the pronunciation works on Polish last names. I really have. It's been a while when I worked in. There's an area in Philadelphia and Port Richmond that has a high Polish population. So I just forgot. Like, there's a lot of CRYs and ZRYs type stuff, and I forget how to pronounce them. Yeah, I failed English, but I'm an English major.
we'll find, but Polish is another language. You'll be all right. That counts. All right. So, KOF. So off the rip, this mm-hmm. actually was confusing. Because previously we got in Joe.
Yep.
We got in Iori.
Mm-hmm.
Kyo was the third character to be announced.
Right.
And in their fashion, they've been, you know, bumping people together as like, this is the team, right? Team Hero was the first set. And I was like, Joe.
Right.
Joe with Iori. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't make sense. With Kyo, it makes more sense. There's lore behind there, you know, rival clan and such, as you can tell. He's got his emblem. He's got the drip on as well. They're emphasizing this, you know, this whole like kind of really prideful stuff in their clan a little bit more in this game right now.
Yeah.
Especially in their movesets too, because you're going to see in the trailer, if you're watching this, in the trailer it's actually showing in his like super, one of his supers anyway, that he actually like creates his emblem, which I think Iori did too, the more that I think about it, in his trailer.
Yes, when he grabbed him.
Yeah, Kyo's looking, doing Kyo things. I mean, what else can I say?
People were saying, we didn't see a bodega. Like, I think there's pretty much bodegas there. You can get a good old squished cheesesteak panini press.
Yeah, they got you. Don't worry. Oh, just reel back. And then, of course, we have their super.
His super is a fireball, about the flames. Pretty darn cool.
Yeah, and then there you go. There's the emblem. Adding to it, this is my clan. Mm-hmm. It's on my jacket. You know how long it took for me to practice to make this look like this?
Right.
It took forever.
So
I wonder if like when they're practicing, is like it's a different form. Like, no, that's a dog. I want a circle. He's like trying it. Sorry, go on.
Right. So then when this trailer came out, it didn't mention anything about what the group was. So we saw that. We're like, what? And then the next trailer came out during the round table. By the way, still, Kyo, one of my favorites. It's cool. I hope there's not like 500 Kyos in the game, you know, like 2002 had.
Yeah. So the following trailer did drop. So the Kyo trailer dropped on the 17th, and then 4 days later during the roundtable, we've got, of course, now our third or technically our seventh trailer. But so, it starts right off the rip. Team Sacred Treasures: Iori, Kyo, and Chizuru.
And their symbols right
Chizuru in the corner. Kagura.
Did you know anything about her? Because I'm like, wait, is she new? And then I'm like, no,
she's from KOF 94.
Right.
She hasn't, to my knowledge, she hasn't been around in quite some time. So yeah. So there's three clans in the KOF universe. There's three clans. There's Kyo's, there's hers, and of course Iori's. Iori's is like the black sheep of it. Their whole job is to keep this demon Orochi like sealed away and stuff. That's why there's like an Orochi flame. That's why Kyo's flame is purple. That he's like his blood line is tainted because they tried. Either releasing him or using him. That's a Kyo. I meant Iori. Okay. Iori. That's why his flame is purple, because technically he's the same clan as Kyo, but then they're like they were the rejected ones. They were the banished ones, and then they created their own clan from that. Which is why theirs is a moon versus a sun. And then you, of course, have the swan for Chizuru. But she's been around, I think, since 94.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I believe there was a... there's a video already out there or a tweet that's showing the comparison. Ah, there we go. Do I have it already? Yeah. So we actually have a comparison here as to what she looked like since... Oh, excuse me, 98, not 94. Oh,
you're going to show us now before showing us the trailer? No, that's fine.
It goes through the trailer, so you actually get to peep at both. So
she looks cool. I like the orbs.
I remember her. I when I saw her, I was like, I recognize this character. It's just it might have been so long that I hadn't seen her. So yeah, as you can tell, kind of a big difference.
So in a long time.
So a lot of what she was in 98 is just kind of there. Like they tweaked it a little bit. And some things look way better because you can, you know, you're not just dealing with pixels. It's, you know, fully rendered 3D model to kind of have and better animations overall. But she's got the whole, you know, illusion or doppelganger effect going with her. She's got some Rose vibes to her.
Yeah, I was going to say be the honest. Same thing. What the heck was that? She's got some. Move?
That was her super.
Yeah. No, it's funny looking.
On this one, super one. Yeah. It's just a. I'm going to just dance like crazy. Yeah, straight up. These hands are dangerous. But she's got some very, it's funny enough, it kind of reminds me of Nagoryuki's, like some of his moves, you know, he makes a split of himself that shoots out and he might show up there, he might not. She does the same here where she throws, you know, a doppelganger, but it's like, oh, it's actually her. That, the illusion was
Chip
the one
throws
behind
a doppelganger too, but it sucks. We'll get to
it
that.
It does. and then we got to see her super, which this is completely original. You know, we don't know what it's going to do. I'm assuming those orbs are just going to surround you and then you proceed to get bodied.
Right.
Go by to the spectator
her emblem.
Line.
No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But we got to see, so shadow all expectations. That's true. Did not expect her to be here. Did not expect the team to be Team Sacred Treasures. I can't remember the last time Iori was on a team with Kyo, to be honest. That's supposed to be part of the actual game versus, I don't know if this is still considered a dream game. I think Meza had had some point saying this is going to be a dream game that
if they show
it
geese.
Might not be. Yeah, like if they show geese and stuff, but it's like, the way it's looking, I don't think so. Because especially from like Kyo's trailer, where you got to see some of the, that's not Kyo's trailer. From Kyo's trailer, you actually got to see, you know, some of the cutscenes, you know, showing them kind of talking, or Iori and Kyo kind of like, you know, in some situation. I don't know if this is an intro though either. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not sure.
But not sure yet. But Chizuru getting added, pretty cool. Like, you know, to have her back. And get a facelift, the ultimate facelift. I mean, she looks really close to what she did before. Damn, even got the Rose slide thing going. Like,
yeah,
okay,
definitely nice. Rosa-esque.
Yeah,
but yeah,
98, you know, was Alpha 2 out then?
More than likely, yeah. Alpha 1 was like Sega Saturn, so Sega Saturn and PS1 was 96. I'm sorry, okay. 96, okay. 95, 96, yeah. So definitely Alpha all 2 right. was out during Sega Saturn. But,
all right.
Yeah?
No, I was like, go on. What you got?
Okay, yes. So I think the game is looking all right. I just think, like, damn, Guilty Gear is really blowing stuff out the water with the whole environmental change type of stuff, but keeping it 2D. They're doing it right. Like, this game has to bring something else, I think. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I don't know if you can outright just compete. Like, I don't think you just do that, but for me, it's not all. It's not really about like what everyone else is doing. It's just, you know, do your own thing. I am still a big fan. I think my favorite KOF is 13.
Like, oh yeah,
I think KOF 13 is just straight up my favorite. Wait, like it 13, just okay. Yes,
the hard
yes,
one.
That one. Yes, I think that one's honestly my favorite, just because the, you know, KOF or SNK. Excuse me. It's not that this is not like this is the first SNK 3D SNK game or anything like that, but. You know, or a KOF game. It's just like, I just love that they kept to their guns then. And it shows, like, the design in that game, it just looks so good. It just works. Not to say this doesn't look good, because this still does look, like, solid.
Much better than but the like, PS2 graphics.
Yeah, before the facelift. But, like, you know, comparing it to something like how Guilty's doing, like, Arxis is just doing their thing. Their thing just also happens to be pretty extraordinary, and I think, you know, it would have been cool if SNK went that route, but, you know, maybe they feel like this is the best route to go anyway, so it's like,
yeah,
cool. But that's just my opinion on it. But the next thing I want to hear is what your opinion was on this, because this was leaked. I'm gonna tell you right now, Capcom cannot catch a break in terms of leak in all of Street Fighter V. Since Street Fighter V has just like come out. Or even Capcom Cup. Was there, like, for 4, was there anything that came out? No. Like, there was stuff being shown off on almost every season pass.
Yeah, I don't think they cared much about 4. And the internet wasn't as astute around for 4.
Yeah.
Like,
but 5, holy crap. Every pass, there has been a leak ahead of time as to when they were supposed to announce. And it blows things up beforehand, and then the announcement happens. You know, Kage was announced and released before they even announced them in Capcom Cup, right? Like,
Season 5
was dropped before Evo. Seth was a surprise. Yeah, I'll give him that. Alex, you know, we knew about Alex well before that.
Yeah, but the three characters 11? Were released because of Steam. The 11 thing,
11, even though 11's a character, but, you know, it's still news that kind of broke before the event actually happened, right? So it's like, what? 11? What? This also dropped too. You know, I saw this coming out and I was just like, oh, that's really cool. This must be some sort of announcement that they're making, but like,
where is this coming out? I didn't see what this was.
I saw the picture too and I was just like, yo, who the hell is that? And I was like, it kind of looks familiar. And then when he does the click, and then you see, oh, this is the dude that's traveling through Fortnite. That's right. That's why they're getting all these guest characters in. It is Troy Baker.
Well, his voice.
Yeah. And then bam. We got Chun-Li and Ryu in Fortnite, which makes sense. Seth Killian does work for Epic, and I believe he works on Fortnite. Yes. So it's like, not really surprised there that this eventually was going to happen, but
he's probably sitting there telling them how to do it.
The best part about this is, as soon as I knew these skins were coming out, because these are just purely skins, like, sure, there's some emotes that are coming out. I'm pretty sure there's some Hadoukens. There's some Chun-Li Lightning Leg emotes and stuff they can do. But the best part of all this is just the memes that were coming out of it. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, all the other dancing emotes and stuff. Now Ryu's gonna be, and now we got like the MVC2 one that's pretty fire. Yeah, we put the boombox on, and homeboy comes up with the saxophone. Saxophone and kills it. I was just like, this is the greatest thing to ever happen. The meme game has just been up several folds. Past that, this doesn't really, you know, this is really cool. But then it's funny because I think you took to Twitter and you were like, "There's going to be a bunch of kids that are going to think."
This is Karate Man from Fortnite, right?
From Fortnite, yeah, we got some karate guy in Fortnite. I love that guy. The other girl's kind of cool, and then people like making fun of like
Smash,
how,
right? Or Sephiroth from Kingdom Hearts.
Cloud from Kingdom Hearts. Right? Yeah, those guys. That's where they come from.
Somebody said that to me in high school, freshman year, 2005. He's like, "Oh no, Cloud's from Kingdom Hearts." I said,
"Oh, we can't be friends." Nope. You're deleted. Like, "Oh, I'm about to get canceled." Yeah. But yeah, so this is cool. I mean, I like the move because, you know, it puts it forward, you know, one of the most prolific and profitable games in probably history of games.
Fortnite,
and
I'm like
Fortnite literally prints money.
I'll repeat it.
And it's awesome to see Ryu with the minigun. It's awesome. Right. Like, "Oh, I just got patched this season."
Something. Yeah, for real. That was dope. Something I've been saying is that Fortnite is completely just the Walmart for video games. You can find everything there. Mandalorian, all of Marvel. Somebody said they're going to take out a gun. Chun-Li takes out a gun to Thanos.
like that could happen.
But they have alternate outfits too. Like Ryu has Hot Ryu. Chun-Li has Alpha Chun-Li.
Alpha Chun, yeah, I remember seeing that.
And of course, the biggest meme that's coming out is the, what is his name? Shinkiru? The one who does the artwork for SNK. Like he did the SNK artwork.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did Chun-Li looks like she's straight out of Street Fighter 2. Street Ryu's Fighter.
Just like,
yeah, Ryu's just...
When you wake up DP and it hits, he's just smiling really awkwardly at the camera. Yeah, love
Mr.
it.
Fu said 2020 versus 2021. And 2021 was like Evil Ryu or Kage or something. Yeah. It's super good. Dude,
it's sick. I think overall is a great move. I love it. Like I said, for me, it's just all about the memes. I'm like, hell yeah, this is going to keep me fueled for quite some time.
However, I did see that Brian F. does have a point. He said, why is it that we can, like, Street Fighter can never get past the pop culture references just to Street Fighter 2? Like, they can never get past Street
Fighter
2.
That is true. That is very true. I thought about it, too, because I was, like, in the trailer, I was like, oh, that's, like, I actually legit thought about it. I looked at it, I was like, huh, Street Fighter 2, of, like, all of them to go to, like, it really can't, the franchise cannot escape it. Three was its own thing, 4 was definitely its own thing, 5 was its own thing, but, like, no, because everyone remembers how this one looked. The stage, these character sprites, the sound.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, I get how it can be iconic, and then HD Remix, it doesn't even go to HD Remix people. Like, people don't even know about HD Remix either. And I'm just like, wow, this is sort of, and then I equated it to like, this is sort of how like people, not coming at people, but it's okay if you don't know the songs for Evanescence, but like, if you only know Bring Me to Life and don't know any other Evanescence songs, you know what I'm saying? Or if you know In the End and you don't know any other Linkin Park songs, or if you know Numb, and I'm equating it to that, to music. All right.
Makes sense. Makes sense. That is actually an interesting point. But like, I had the same kind of synapses when I really sat back and was like, huh, of all the ones, like you couldn't push it on 5, you know, your current latest version and throw it out there so people will maybe want to go out and buy 5, right? Like, free, maybe they still think it'll do that, but it's free right now, right? Like, it would have made perfect sense.
And
maybe
this is what MJ's talking about. Like, they're putting them into a free-to-play game. Maybe Street Fighter is looking to go to free-to-play.
Be interesting.
I don't know. They're doing
it's not the first time it's happened. You know, KI did it, right? KI did it with the Xbox One on launch. Like, you know, we had so many characters. DOA also, DOA 6, had it.
Was it 6 where they only released Kasumi?
Yep.
Or 5.
Right. I think it was 6, actually. But regardless, yes, the new Fortnite skins for them, that's pretty sick. We want to go over Capcom Cup and, of course, the patch that is live. Dan is live. V-Shift is live in full effect. And a whole slew of patch notes are also going out, which we're gonna get through all of it, but not this week, only because we have a lot to talk about with the beta. This is gonna be because the beta is about to close up in like tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day, so we kind of want to wrap it up before it kind of escapes our minds for a while. And while it's still fresh in our heads, too.
Amen.
So we're going to go over the patch notes, season 5, winners, losers, what we like, what we don't like, and also gives it a week. You know, this is literally day 0.
Yeah.
People are just doing shit to do shit right now. We don't know what's going to work out. NLBC will do its thing on Wednesday. Dan Infinite's happening. NLBC will happen Wednesday. Yep. We'll have Philly's going to have its monthly this weekend as well to play on the first patch. So it's, you know, we're going to have some time for people to go out and play, and then we can talk about it next week for sure. So, you know, keep that in mind. We're going to have plenty to talk about for Street Fighter next week. All right. So that's actually going to do it for us in terms of game updates. I was going to bring up this new segment. Shout outs to, of course, it's FG Anniversaries on Reddit. I just find this very interesting. It's a user that actually is on the subreddits for like fighters and puts up dates of like the anniversaries of things, various things that happen in FGC. It doesn't have to be like last year only. It's like 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. He just posts them up, which is pretty sick. So today being the 22nd, it's really like the last day right after his list. He ended it on the 21st, but he goes over some things like 2007 Virtual Fighter 5 released on PS3.
I remember when I first played Virtual Fighter 5 and on PS3, it was like a demo at Target. It looked amazing for its time. Like, yep. I was like, nothing can get this good. Like nothing can look this good right now.
14 years ago. And February 17th, that just passed, marked 12 years since Street Fighter 4 released for PS3 and 360.
Yep. Yep, I remember it well, because I'm seeing it all over my statuses on Facebook and stuff.
The 09ers are now 12, over a decade into the game. And I remember when people were tripping out about, oh, you're just an 09er, you don't know the old guard, that, you know, they're probably, you know, got kids or whatever, got a family that they're out. They went the Gao route or something. And then, of course, Marvel's Capcom 3 was initially released for NA in February 15th, right after Valentine's Day, 2010. Yep. 11 years ago. For vanilla Marvel, of course.
Yeah, I remember lining up.
And people were like, the year after.
Lining up and people were like, if there's no Ken, I don't want it. And I'm like, you're in line. So
technically, there's Ken now. So whoever was in line, you know, they lost the game. Shout outs to those mods. But yeah, so this, you know, once again, FG Anniversaries on Reddit. You know, I had planned for like quite some time because I reached out to him or her. I was like, hey, mind if I use this? This is like really sick. He has several different weeks, or they had several different weeks before, and are going to continue updating it, which is pretty dope. So whenever they do is when we'll bring it up. Just take a look back.
Yeah.
The long road we've been to get to this point. It's pretty fun.
I've seen so many statuses of mine, just like of old games that I was so hyped for the week of. But I do remember I walked into this room. A friend of ours was renting this room, and remember, back in the day when Xboxes were modded, people were having games out earlier than they were, like, before Street Date. So we were playing
Street Date, modding them. Yep.
I was already playing Marvel vs. Capcom 3 before it came out. I remember walking into this room and seeing Guile versus somebody else. I'm like, why didn't y'all tell me y'all had the game out yet? Like, I've been practicing on HD Remix for no reason. it's just a good reminder, just stuff that you might like, and also just shows you how much time we've put into these games.
Yeah, it is kind of wild to see. And it's funny, Marvel, I think it's, vanilla Marvel has a special place because it's like, I got to go back out to compete when Marvel 3 happened. Like, I was playing 4, Street Fighter 4 still, but then when Marvel 3 came out, I was really going out, and I had Christy with me at the time. Christina's.
You guys came to Body Shop, no?
No, well before that. Okay. We went to another, it was like another mall.
Wait, who's Christy?
GameStop. At some GameStop that they were having like a small little get together. Yeah. And she was still playing. And it's still the team she plays now, which is funny. It's Cap, Akuma, Morgan. Which, funny enough, kind of like works. Anyway, because like 2/3 of like, you know, Mora Doom, right? It's almost like the Chris G variation, except no Virgil, right? That's Akuma. I remember her actually getting like an Akuma combo and like seeing the crowd of people behind her like lose their shit. Just A, she was a girl that was doing it, but then 2, that she bodied the guy. It was friggin' awesome. I was like, wow, Like, that was like one of my fond memories of Marvel at the time. Of course, she was my girlfriend then, but by the end of that trip, I was like, I'm a Meredith's girl.
Look at him now.
Not really. Yeah, now look at us now. Stay over there.
Look at us. Look at us. Look at us.
Who would have guessed? Who would have guessed? Not me. Not me.
It's like, but yeah, and of course, she's like, yay.
Yeah, she's just like, it is what it is. She's a G. Anyway, yeah, so once again, shout outs to FG Anniversary. Just can't wait to see some of the more of the dates that come up that have just flown by, man. So many years, so many different places to go play, apartments that get packed with like 30 odd people, and it's not your apartment, it's someone else's, and you're like, I don't know who that is, but they're here to play.
Just put your jacket on the bed. No.
Shout outs to Training Towers. Yo, that was fire. Oh my God, I miss those days.
Or anyway, even FGC Shoryuken. Nerd Palace. Sure,
New Jersey, sure you can.
Oh, you got to pee? Go outside, man.
Yeah, you got to go outside, go around the corner. Yeah, we ain't got no bathrooms here. Yo, we did what we had to do.
What about your house? Nope, nobody can go in the house. What?
It's not his house. It's his brother's house. And he's like, yeah, nobody get in there. It's like, oh my God. Oh, man. This is horrible. It's
great.
Especially in the winter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was rough. All right. So we did talk about it. The developers conference round two, it went down. About 20 or so minutes in is when we actually got to really have something going, because they were just having some production issues. But we kind of covered the majority of the announcements, of course, that went down in it. And of course, they're going to be moving forward with another one after this. So there are like some really cool details if you want to get into it. Like I said, you know, the current status of remote, collaboration more between each other. I actually didn't get to see like all of it. I definitely got to see all the announcements. Of course, yeah, Guilty Gear is 90% off right now on Steam.
All Guilty Gear, like most of them.
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah, a lot, very cheap. So I did watch the whole thing until they started saying their goodbyes and I got bored. I was very bored in the start because, again, I didn't understand what they were saying. The English audio was bad. Like, I couldn't, they didn't have anything. But you could see what they were talking about on the bottom of each part. And they went into good detail. Like, there's some good stuff that they're talking about. And, you know, and they all stayed for the whole time. I'm surprised Daisuke stayed, because last time he, like, left, he just bounced. But
he's getting ready for that beta rollback, man. He's like, we gotta have this going now.
And that was,
could you imagine if the servers go down?
So actually, that was one of the things that they did talk about, was the amount of I think it was more Harada was talking about it, because his guy, you know, his translator was with Jiyuna. And the thing is, they talked more about, like, we have noticed like a lot of influx in people using LAN cables. Ethernet cables, and that was a big shift for us. And you know, people may have complained at the start, but they've actually been trying it, or even trying to have better internet usage, because that's something that we're running into these days. And they're all sort of, you know, head nodding, agreeing, and yeah, you know, that's something we want to look forward to, especially during the times. However, they are actively, like I said earlier, they have workers that are working in and out of the office, you know, like 50-75% of their work. However, they're starting to push out stuff. Obviously, from this whole week, they've been pushing out a lot at us. And they've been actually, you know, very, very productive, not letting too much stop them. SNK is going, like, SNK didn't have anything last roundtable. They made sure to bring two or three things to this roundtable. So they are trying to get the most work out of there. And even Eureka is doing stuff. I don't know if we mentioned it.
We didn't. Another dash.
It's coming out for the Switch, and it's coming to, you know, probably coming to consoles. But they say we may have something for April 1st. We may not. But if we do, you know, joke's on you. If we don't, joke's on you too. You know.
So yeah, I mean, exactly. What started as a April Fool's joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still definitely playing along with it. Yeah, like, you know, a couple of the other things that was really cool that they talked about, of course, is the collaboration, like I said earlier, between each other. There was one, there was one specific topic. I remember I was just like, talking about events. Like, they actually broke into, like, you know, how the year was, and they took in, like, how valuable, like, tournaments and events were, especially for spreading the word of mouth of like, oh, this is a new game that's coming out, especially to a market that 9 times out of 10 will purchase your product because they're in that field, right? They're into fighting games. And, you know, they kind of sat back and really talked about it and how like COVID, you know, them not being able to partake in those tournaments. Because at the time, you know, you've seen it, you'll go to a Big E, a CEO or whatever. And, you know, the developers are there.
They'll be there.
Yeah, like they'll enter. Yeah, Harada will play, like, and they're just there because they just want to keep the IP hot or get it into the hands of more and more people. And you know, it was just talking about, I think it actually might have even been Harada himself saying, like, you know, just take it. It felt like they took it for granted almost, mm-hmm. like, and they miss it, which is really, really, it was pretty heartwarming, but it was really interesting look at it as to, you know, on the business side as to like how it's actually affected them as well. So. If you guys haven't had a chance to check it out, go and watch the full version. There is an English version somewhere. I mean, you can check
Street
out
Fighter a VOD. Under... Street Fighter V's version was in English, and Arxis was the one in Japanese.
Gotcha. Yeah. There you go. So go peep that out if you haven't had a chance to just get a, you know, get some pretty cool messages behind. Because most of the other things that they talk about or announcements are the trailers that we actually had just focused on and covered.
And somebody had mentioned, I think it was somebody on my friends list, was like, man, if only they would add like Sakurai into this. Like, Sakurai should definitely be a part of this just so that they can get a good discussion.
That is very true.
Good
that
discussion of internet, true. You know?
Yeah, you know what? That's interesting. They should have Sakurai on. Kind of helps, like, you know, it's almost like lead by example things. Like, look, we're all together playing, you know, whatever people are dictating.
Ever. You know, these guys, what's it called? Nintendo is almost, like, they've stopped showing up at E3s and all the conventions. Yep. Unless it's like, what's his name? Reggie? But Reggie's not even the American, like, spokesperson for Nintendo. Yeah, it's Bowser. So, so Bowser is
born.
Yeah,
right? He was born to be the CEO for Nintendo America.
So,
but I mean, it's still, regardless, it would be a pretty good idea. But Nintendo's just constantly doing their own thing. So we'll see whether or not they will show up in the future. I think that's actually a really good point. That would be great, though, just to kind of lead a little bit by example.
Like, I mean, he's a fan of all of them, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on.
He's like, I played SNK. Terry, get in here. So, I mean, Daisuke, I like your music. You're my next character, you know? So
right, exactly. So besides this, another piece that kind of came out that I definitely want to talk about is this bad boy. For those that might be squeamish or have not seen the Red Band trailer, Mortal Kombat 2021.
Yeah, finally,
movie
dude.
Trailer.
So,
dropped.
I think we mentioned it before. We were very skeptical because of
the premise, the premise of it, of this completely original character. Hold on, I'm gonna freeze it. No pun intended on one of the
super
best
pun intended
right
dog.
There. Was, you know, the Cole, right? I think that's his name, Cole.
Yeah.
You know, a completely original character that has never been in a franchise is being introduced as a main staple of the movie version of it.
Right.
Is a big fucking red flag because, like, now this story is. Like, you're already altering at the most basic level what the story's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Kang is supposed to be the MK champ if you're having a tournament and it's just starting to defend Earthrealm, this is the last tournament before Outworld or whoever takes over.
Before
it
the
needs
10th,
to be Liu Kang. Mm-hmm. That is just how it is.
Yep.
On top of that, making the iconic dragon symbol that is just the logo for the tournament and the game itself be some sort of birthmark.
Mm-hmm.
In this, it's that you're chosen. Yeah. It's just like, all right.
It's weird.
When I first heard it, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, how are you tripping this hard? Like, how is this? Like, how did it get that far? Mm-hmm. But regardless, you know, got to give it a chance. You give everything a chance. Then they dropped the trailer.
But that wasn't just concerning me. Like, concerned me was that we haven't gotten a trailer in all this time. It's like, what are you guys doing? Like, the movie's supposed to come out in April. What are you doing?
April.
Show us
we
something.
We have no idea as to what it looks like. We know who's in it.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
Like, I already saw Kung Lao's face. I'm mad. I'm not supposed to see Kung Lao's face unless he's throwing his hat to a dog far away.
Never,
you know?
Never the eyes. Right. Always just, this
I mean,
is how you should see him
they
at
show
all
it
times.
Sometimes, but, you know, I'm just over-exaggerating. However.
But the trailer dropped.
Yep.
And I want to say 70% of my concern went away.
Yeah, I clapped. I was getting chills, no pun intended.
Oh, nice. You know, they retcon things off the rip early on with Jax. You know, and now Sub-Zero's the reason, which is like, all right, whatever. Yeah. There's been like 18 other retcons from Jax's arms getting blown off to just being installed to losing him to Ermac to there's like other reasons too, apparently. Right. So it's like, whatever. As long as Jax has metal arms, whatever. We just let it go. We get to see a really, really vicious reason to get him.
I was playing, I think, I don't know what I was playing. I was playing a game and I was probably playing Guilty Gear when it came out. And I saw the freeze on the arms and I saw the freeze on the gun and I was like immediately hooked. I'm like, all right, I love it. I don't care what anybody says.
That's it.
I love this. It got me instantly. I was like, I love
it. Got hooked. Straight cabal hooked instantly. Sonya.
Who is that actress?
Good. I don't know who the actress is, but Sonya looks good. Looks like she's got a green tank top going. She looks like she can kick ass.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Not Ronda.
This is, of course, we got to see our original character that's going to be in it, Cole, with the birthmark. He's an MMA fighter of some type.
I have my theory about Cole.
Gym. Yeah, look at that mark. Yeah.
I'll tell you the theory about Cole.
Definitely doesn't look like a branding.
Later.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's the Johnny Cage one, we'll talk about that.
No. I have a completely... Okay. Well, I'll tell it at the end of... After this, after we talk about this, and then I'll say what my theory is.
All right. So we got to see, of course, some Melina as well. Basically, we got to see a lot of the staples. Some really cool artwork that, you know, also, once again, kind of killed my concern a bit. Like, bam, we're definitely seeing the great Kung Lao. We're seeing what should be, I'm pretty sure, that's Shang Tsung down there because he's the one that gets defeated before he brings Goro into the mix, which we weren't even aware he was going to be in this movie, but they showed him in the trailer, and he looks pretty fierce, only for a quick second. We got to see Raiden, Shang Tsung, while also we get to see a humanized Scorpion,
bro.
You know, before just wrecking house, and it's all visceralness. It's just, oh God, like, yes. This, so, you cannot make an MK movie any less than this. This is like the minimum how gnarly it needs to look.
So, that Scorpion, he's what you'd call, what Goofy would say in the Goofy movie, the perfect cast.
Oh my God. I'm so anyway.
Sorry. Like, dude, it's just so perfect. If you watch The Last Samurai, you're like, this guy is definitely like Vegeta Scorpion levels. Oh yeah, of course. Like,
yeah, I've seen Last Samurai, so.
That was dope.
Kung Lao.
Yeah, I can't stand him already.
I dig it. He looks, my man already looks like he's cocky.
Yeah.
Like, he already has that look of like, yeah, yo, I know I'm the shit. I should have been the chosen one.
Is he
from the beginning?
Liu Kang's uncle, or is it the other way around?
Liu Kang's nephew. Be his cousin.
Either one. They're family.
Should be a cousin, because I think Liu Kang technically is also a descendant of Kung Lao, but not like a direct descendant.
Yeah.
Unlike Kung Lao. Regardless, we got to see Raiden. We got to see a Shang Tsung, and of course, you know, like I said, Jax's metal arms earlier. Like I said, everything wrapped up here, especially when we got to see the Scorpion. It's starting to take shape as it should. To how you would nowadays in making an adaptation like this, that's like how this looks. Like, he's definitely in the nether realm somewhere. He's probably becoming a specter at this point. I'm talking about Scorpion. We got a glimpse of some Melina action. Kind of getting some Heath Ledger vibe. Scorpion.
It looks like Michelle Rodriguez, Joker. But I know it's not.
It's not. I know. I thought at first too. I was like, huh? Right. Is that effing Michelle Rodriguez? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Shao Kahn, we got to see a rather, you know, a
very MKX Shao Kahn.
Very MKX Shao Kahn. Like, I don't know how they're going to make this happen outside of CG, because my man's going to be a beast.
Huge.
Then we got to see something that I think, I don't know if anyone noticed in the press.
Is it Reptile?
We got to see some Reptile. I'm assuming is Reptile.
Right.
Not only is that the other character I'm thinking about too, but from what it looks like.
I didn't even notice that. Is that Smoke?
I think that's Smoke. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So about 140. We're showing way more, and of course Liu Kang also got to do his his signature dragon fatality, and kind of made it look better. Not like that he transforms into dragon, or rather he uses his abilities of
his X-ray. His X-ray is a dragon in not X-ray. His Fatal Blow.
So a couple things on this frame 147. How are you not noticing these
things? I noticed Goro, but I didn't notice the dude. down there.
Yeah, so we got Goro, who looks fierce.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard to get replace Goro from the original MK in my heart, because he was practical. He was like a real thing.
A puppet.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I think that's cool. I'm not sure. The whole, his whole back, the way it's transformed, I don't know what that is.
Right.
I cannot think of any character from MK that looks like that. So, yeah, spoiler-ish, kind of, I guess. And then, of course, Swag Zero, we got to see him and all his glory against Scorpion. And they had a pretty sick, like, I think it's like 10 seconds or something like that. He looks good. His mask looks great. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like the DJ from MK11, so that's already a plus. Yeah. And then we got to see the fight, you know, between him and Scorpion. He should technically die. This is what is it? Bi-Han?
Yeah.
He no scar. Die, you know,
no scar
spoilers.
In his face, right?
Yeah. And then of course he got hit him with the blood dagger.
Dog.
Yeah. I saw that, I had to pause that and was like, no.
So good.
They didn't do that.
They took it straight from Scarlet, and I'm a fan. I was loved it. I was like, that's fine. Straight from like Last Airbender stuff too. You know what I mean? Like bloodbending.
Well, he
kinda
had something. He had something like that though in MK9. His X-ray where he like blew up your spleen and then he like
gets
an icicle. It looks like he's forming it from you. It might have been from the spleen,
no,
but then
right.
He stabs you in the eye with
like
it.
Like a liver.
But this is close. I thought off the rip, I thought Scorpion was gonna get just impaled versus just breaking through it. Because I was like, oh my god, this is like some fatality stuff.
That wall is straight out of MK the latest one. MK
MK 11. And then we got to hear, of course, the very muffled.
Some people are mad, some people are cool.
I give it a 7. I give the get over here about a 7.
Right.
For me, it's hard to replace Ed Boon's iconic get over here.
Right. Like the guttural.
Yeah. But it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good. The premise might not be all there. I might get caught up in the details. Mm-hmm. But they definitely did us right by it. I am very excited. I cannot wait to ask for someone's HBO Max subscription. Or or get a free trial and then never, obviously, you know, continue past that.
Of course.
I'm going to watch so many movies.
This one, I mean, and then the ending, of course, afterwards, the fatalities, they show that it's going to be gory.
Oh, yes.
They say, finish him. I forget where that guy's from, but I know I hated him in every movie he was in. Oh, now
no
that you slowed it down,
spoiled,
I see who that is.
Yeah, you see who that is. You see where it's coming from. Like, that's why I also don't like watching trailers sometimes, because that's a lot of detail. Mm-hmm. And like, dude, like she has to be dead. Like, look at that.
Yeah, of course. No, I saw that it was Sonya, but I didn't see who got hit by it, and now I'm upset.
Yeah, because look, this is before it, clearly. Yeah. And then we got to see, the
that
reptile
is who that is.
Versus
okay.
Kano. Kano having it's Kano's thing is weirding me out because you saw earlier the laser's coming from his left eye, but his right eye is where it's supposed to. You know, he's supposed to have the implant and such, and that's where Reptile like seems to have scarred him, but he pulled out Reptile's like heart. So, you know, homage to the original fatality to give a lot of young kids nightmares. And we'll get to see this in April 16th.
Yeah.
Best believe we'll do a review on it too.
Of
I'm gonna review it the week after we get a chance to watch it. So if you wanna break into it,
let me tell you what my slight theory is. I think Cole is, so I'm not saying this is spoilerific, I'm just saying I think Cole is the new Sub-Zero, because they're gonna, you know, this is gonna be Scorpion beats this Sub-Zero, this Sub-Zero becomes Noob Saibot, and then Cole becomes the new Sub-Zero. He gets a scar in here, becomes Sub-Zero. He doesn't know he is because he has the same symbol as Sub-Zero.
I've heard that theory.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that.
No?
I don't know how I feel about that. But I have heard it. I don't know where, but I remember someone bringing it up, or I read it somewhere, and I was like, huh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they would go that route. But I mean, at the same time, I'm trying to get my expectations, you know, correct. Like, you can't expect all of it to be 100% correct. It's fine.
Right.
But like, just some of those like really basic things, it's just like, okay, like, you know, Scorpion needs to die. He needs to become a Spectre. Sub-Zero has to be blamed, or he actually did it. They fight. Sub-Zero dies. Like, that has to happen.
Or at least Quan Chi shows up and says, this is why all of this is happening.
Whatever.
And if, you know, and if they just retcon everything and say, Quan Chi is doing this craziness and this is why everything's different, that's fine with me too. You know what I mean? Like, if they can retcon stuff because of other characters in the lore, I would be fine with that too.
I mean, and they've already done that with, you know, MK9 when it rewrote a lot of things, right? Like, Kung Lao was not in the original MK tournament in the original, Midway timeline, right? Mm-hmm. But they got added an MK9 and made that sense. Like, all right, cool. You can see this movie's taking liberties with that too. He's involved. Right. So it's fine for not getting it 100% all the time. But it's just like I said, the basic things, it kind of just... they already put me off a little bit. So I know. But it's only because I'm very passionate about the series. I know series. I grew up on it. Like, I want to see it done correctly. It's looking correct.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we'll see how those little details pan out in the meantime.
And if it's bad, you can just say it's Chronica's fault. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see if Chronica can come in and just...
It's new Liu Kang writing all of the timelines wrong, you know?
This exactly. Is he done messed up.
All right. So. All right.
So. I think we're going to get into the meat and potatoes here. That's going to do it for randoms. We're going to jump into our focus attack. If you have not already guessed as to what it is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go and bring up let's see who's streaming it. We'll put up their page in the meantime.
Yeah.
If you have not guessed yet, the Guilty Gear beta has been live now for, how long has it been? Since Wednesday? Was it Wednesday or Thursday? It was like a day before for everyone who was A, an influencer, or B...
Tuesday was the influencer. Wednesday was the pre-order. Thursday was the day it started, and it started terribly. Mm-hmm. But then it fixed up by Saturday and was on all day.
Okay. So, you know, let's put some LK on. Why not? Get some Milia going. Anyway, all right. So, the beta dropped. Everybody, you know, flocked. Everyone's streaming. Everyone's learning. It's a new system. Can't bring everything from, you know, previous games in it. You can bring some ideas to some, you know, of some things in there. But we finally got to have our hands on since the previous beta, you know, on the mechanics, how they've adapted. But more or less, really, the connectivity between all of us to actually play each other. That's the big thing that has come from this beta. It's the ability to play online and offline. You don't even have to play online. If you had homies, you know, come over, check their temperature, they're good.
Yeah, right.
You can come over and play offline. You know, this beta was open for everyone.
I found a way.
To do what they
wanted. Fu and I were playing, but he was trying to connect to see if we could do share play through Parsec. So you connect from your PC to your PS4, and then from Parsec, have your friend connect to your Parsec and share play through your PS4 to play from your PS4. And I had my controller connected to my PS4. My friend was player one through my share play on Parsec. And we could do rematch.
Yeah, that is a really wild way of going about it.
It took us about 3 hours to get it right.
Only because also things like latency becomes a factor there too, in terms of when you're playing to then the capture to then or whatever, you know, all like Parsec. It kind of gets over. But that's cool. Or if you didn't feel like doing any of that, you could just go online and just play in whatever lobby you want. So let's start off there. Let's just go with just online. The online experience, which is kind of like the main piece of this beta. And then, you know, from there, you know, we can go on our little specifics on characters we've been playing, how the system just overall feels at this point. So online, day one, I missed like really day one and a half. I didn't really get to sit down and play for a little bit. So I had heard about, of course, the issues that you were just talking about where servers were just not working right, or, you know, they would work for a certain amount of time, they would kill it. And at one point they just straight up killed it.
Yeah. For a R good code minute until, something something or.
Yeah. You can't retrieve R code. Oh, make another account, a burner account so you can get in.
Yep.
Don't register your player data so it doesn't connect to the server. You know, those workarounds for it. So that already kind of gives it like a 2 out of 10. It was like not the greatest because the experience just didn't work out for everyone. It didn't really open up as much as, and we didn't get to play as much either. So past that,
those problems started, by the way, on Well, did they start off the bat? I don't think so, right? Like, the beta went down so that they could start up the pre-order.
It was after Thursday because it was when the mass, you know, the public mass finally got to go and play. Because before, it's like, you know, yeah, sure, you get your influencers and maybe whoever pre-ordered. That's still a smaller amount versus like, oh, open beta for everyone that didn't have
to pay. Oh, the internet's good? All right, let's go. And the influx, right? They couldn't handle.
Exactly. So at that point, that's when it really stressed the servers and we got to see what happened due to that. So it went down, it sucked. There was the amount of streams I was the entire Guilty Gear category was not Guilty Gear Strive games at all for like a day and a half, because there was like, oh, everything's down. Yeah. It's like, well, you can't really do anything about it. I'm gonna play Rev 2. Oh, did we get a rage quit live? Wow, that's funny. Crazy.
We're watching LK at this time. And I guess because he's in Celestial, he's in Celestial. I think that guy was one loss away from losing, from getting ranked down from Celestial. Apparently, if you lose twice in Celestial, you get knocked out. You can't be there anymore.
Dang. And that's like after floor 10, right? Or something like that? Okay. Well, I haven't had a chance to check that out. I know I've been climbing. So online, you know, they have a system where you start off, you know, with designing your character, your little lobby avatar, and then you start playing, and then when you finish, I don't think you're defaulted to a specific floor, right? If you win, you're like a floor. You fight a computer, and you get put on floor. I got put on floor 6 or 7.
I don't recall. It was like 5 for me, and then I fought my
6 or 7 or 5. You know, depending on your skill set. And these floors are, this is just for ranked, you know, as you try to progress up the ladder.
Yeah.
You will just fight people, you know, closer to your level. And then as soon as you win several enough matches, you will then be upgraded to the next level, the next floor. And then you can always go up floors. You can never go down floors in terms of like freely visiting.
Right. So the problem that I think most people were having, that they say about the lobby, because again, this is not like you can just pick ranked and then have a match show up while you're doing something. You have to go into the lobbies, into the hotels, and you have to find somebody, and you have to interact with them and wait for it. Then it X, then hit the loading screen, then there's a fight. So there are some workarounds, depending on how good or bad a connection, or I mean, not even connection, just like the server is being that day. You can go to training mode, which is what I did a lot. I went to straight to training mode, and I would, you know, wait there, and you can put it onto option to play the player that you got or not. But later I found out that you can actually, if you, before picking the training mode, you can actually ask the game to use the same match that you just had as your training. And that immediately, without a loading screen, it immediately puts you back into training mode with the same stage, same characters.
Yep.
Very quickly. And then whoever wants to fight you will find you. So there are workarounds.
I do like the implementation of the training room. I think they did an incredible job with it. You can even start the match. You can do, you know, duel one, start, and then have it programmed that the computer or the training dummy will do something specific, so you can worry about or figure out things like, oh, what happens if Potemkin hammer falls me from the rip? Like, how can I counter that? Or whatever, which is something I was doing, and it helped me a hell of a lot out, because Potemkin is a fucking demon in this game. That character needs to get changed quick. Yeah. He does better rush down than some rush down characters.
You can grab that Hammerfall thing, but
I do. No, yeah. I do.
I've done it.
Sorry, the what's it called? The overhead one. The
Hammer Fist,
something like that.
The one where the quarter circle forward punch.
Yeah, double, where you can go forward or backwards.
Yep.
Yeah, that bad boy. Anyway, overall, like, I think the lobbies, you know, the lobbies are whatever. They're for really the casual. You had a good idea that, you know, they should go maybe the route of Grand Blue, right? Where the lobbies, the casual lobbies are that very specific, you know, really characterized one that's like fun. It's cool. Yeah. But the ranked play should just be your basic, like, okay, you know, search, bam, go.
Yeah. Ranked should be, hey, here's a ranked match. All right, let's do it. It shouldn't be, it shouldn't have to set the lobby. Like, the lobby should be literally, like, I do like the idea of only playing people around your rank. And if you go too high, like, you have to know that you're probably going to get bodied over here. This is not your level. But here, you can play here, and that's fine. Like, I do like that idea. That's sort of like what Hearthstone kind of does. They set you with people your own level. That's a good idea, but not with the hotels, because you kind of, in ranked is usually like set to random. And this way you get to choose your opponent rather than, you know, when you're in the lobby system, you get to choose your opponent rather than finding someone randomly. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. But other than that, this is the game, and I think it's working well. Like, the online is definitely, and I don't know if we want to translate to the next thing. The online is definitely crisp. Like, yes, I accidentally played somebody. So I went into the Korea area because I was trying to, we were playing casuals and me and my friend, and we didn't want to like have so much interruptions. So then I forgot and I went straight into ranked. And I'm like, yo, this connection's good, but this guy's killing me and it's Potemkin. But I'm like, this connection is still fine. It was like 200 something MS and I was still like not having a terrible issue. You know what I mean? It was like five frame delay, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah. The highest rollback I've gotten was about five or six, I think, actually. And then it wasn't even like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't crazy bad, but I kind of good feel it at about five. But like I said, overall, it wasn't terrible. The matches have been great. Like, it's hilarious to play people like yourself, like locals and stuff that are nearby. Like, and rollback's like zero. It's like the ping's like 13 MS or something. And it feels good. Feels great, actually.
Right.
I think the network has, Dynaplay has just been a massive success. Massive success overall. I have heard, you know, especially even the first couple of days, you know, we had Sonic Fox playing Goichi on Wi-Fi, and he's like, yo, this still feels amazing. And he's only playing Japanese players because now it's like, oh, I have the opportunity to now play like with my friends or other competitors over here on good net play consistently, which is like, you know, like I said, it had to have come correct, or else it was not, this game would have botched very hard. Because this is just the world we live in right now. It's not about live events and really what you're playing locally. It's like your game has to come correct online. Right. And I think Strive has just done and has set the bar once again, not just in how it looks and how you can make a game look incredible, but like now in its functionality,
right,
is pretty, pretty sick.
The amount of crap that Samshow is getting right now for like, oh yeah, you have this Guilty Gear character coming. Oh, this happened to me before. Like, I don't know if you're idle too long in training mode, it might kick you out. Or if it's just after a certain amount of time of being in training mode, you get kicked out. Anyway, what I was saying is there's crap. I lost it. What was I saying?
Samshow's getting crap.
Yes. Samshow's getting crap for having, you know, oh, you want a Guilty Gear character that has good internet? Well, why don't you improve your internet before adding another Guilty Gear character? And it's like, all right, guys, chill. You know, the game is still good on a 1v1, but we're not 1v1ing right now. I get it. But, you know, Samshow's still throwing stuff out there.
Oh, definitely. Definitely are. But this is just really the lesson. You know, it's like, implement it. You know, rollback works. Rollback works, and there's a reason why the church of rollback and such has been doing its thing for so long. It's like, yo, this really needs to be the way, you know, GGPO, whatever, like it needs to be the way. And it's like, oh, well, here you go. Look, and initially this wasn't even, you know, in the cards. Remember, like, the beta we played beforehand did not have rollback. They were already still implementing it at that point. They decided to move forward with it after all the feedback from everyone, like, yo, this needs to have rollback.
Mm-hmm.
Get rollback. And look what, you know, look what's happening. This has been an incredible experience. I enjoying the game a whole lot. There's some things that need to be tweaked. I think IMO, like, damage is way too high. So there's two things. This is more really on a competitive sense. Either they turn down damage and we keep it how it is, 2 out of 3 in standard, you know, standard format. Or if the damage is this high, like, this game needs to be 3 out of 5 rounds.
Right. Like,
It needs to go the Tekken route, because it is like, Tekken's for a different reason, but this one's like, it is so fast.
Yeah.
Like 20, 25 seconds is like the average.
Yeah.
Like these games or the matches that I play. It's so quick.
A casual, I don't want to say a casual, but somebody trying to learn the game coming into a tournament, their first tournament, is instantly going to be like if you're going to go by seeding rules, you're going to have an unknown as a 0 seed or like a 32 seed. Versus like LK, will probably be a one seed in most tournaments. And like their first match will be that. Like, and they're not used to the tournament scene, or they're not even a competitive player, they won't come back. Like, so, I mean, giving them a chance to, like, 2 out of 3 to actually know what happened. Like, you don't want somebody new to just show up, boom, boom. And it's like, what happened? Like, I just got bodied?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That happens to me where I'm just like, did that match just happen already? Like, is this over? So, I mean, it's just a thing. No Kami. Oh, yeah, snap.
We'll have to, see, you know, when the game actually drops is when we're going to start experimenting on it. You know, when tournaments start happening, what people are feeling like, because that's like a big component for me. It's just like the damage is extremely high, which is fine. If it's damage across the board for everyone, cool. If it's like, if the game is still like that fast though, like, holy crap, like we're going to have to really think about it, because like tournaments will go in, which, you know, kind of shout outs to the TOs, right? It's a good thing for them. Like, hey, we get to go home early. Cool. But on the other side, it's like, you know, one bad mistake could cost you like 50% easy.
Once it gets optimized and we see all like they give us tutorials of how like real routes should go and what are the real tools and how to actually use burst. And maybe, who knows, maybe you'll get more defensive, the higher competitive, but maybe it'll also get more, you know, the amount of advantage that people will have when they actually do get those big hits in this game. And, you know, the most optimal will be so outrageous in this game. So,
yeah,
I don't know, man.
It's already looking kind of wild for some characters, but speaking of characters, actually, one thing we want to touch on before we, you know, we might wrap things up with is, of course, the character that they announced. Like I said, congratulations to Static G. This is far few. You know, it's the thing that you dream happens to you, especially when a new game comes out, is that your character makes it in.
Not like the last character. Yeah, I know.
Right? Yeah.
Your character's going to be in a different game, man. That sucks.
If my character's in a different game, it's just going to get hung up. Like, you know, I'm going to have to go back to Accent Core, the player. But yeah, so we got to see, of course, one more trailer that did get shown off during the round two of the developers conference.
And it was leaked too.
See the Wicked Witch herself, which it was leaked. Yeah, you could have actually found it beforehand. I like her song, by the way. Her song kind of is pretty
super dope,
pretty chill. I like the more emphasis on the guitar. But Ino is in the building. She's got no frames on her glasses, so hopefully that means she has no frame traps whatsoever in her actual gameplay. Anyway, I just like her design. Her design looks sick. It's technically like a little tamer than, you know, what she's known to.
Because if she takes out the jacket in the last one, it's like, oh, side chest.
She's got a bra on now, so it's already like, wow, that's super tame. But we got to see her gameplay as well. Off the rip, you know, some of the things I went to look forward to. I mean, well, actually, you know what? You're the Ino main, so you tell me, you see in here that you liked, and what did you see that you're like, huh?
I was concerned when I saw that she does flash kick into her super, and I was like, wait, start it over real quick. I'll tell you everything that I'm thinking about. So I already loved that they kept her movement with the forward dash. Obviously, they showed you she was walking up and pushed the dash button, which caused her to fly. So that's in and of itself pretty darn cool. Keep going. Go ahead to the next thing. They showed her medium, her air slash is still the same. Her air dust is still the same, but she was flying down out of the air and she stayed in the air for a hot minute. So she did use the tackle move and jumped off of it to keep staying in the air. So you're going to be blocking high a lot, but I'm going to go empty jump low.
Your double overheads are right still into a thing. Grab.
She goes under projectiles with her stroke the big tree move, which innuendos everywhere, I know. And she just teleported into the screen, which is awesome. Stroke the Big Tree is still.
She's a time traveler. She's known. She's, you know, there have been endings in Guilty Gears in the past where you see her like going into and messing with different non-canon endings. I mean, that she's gone in and messed with, you know, events and all that. So, you know, I guess they're pushing more on it. That might actually just be her intro in one of her intros in anywhere, something like that.
Yeah. So then they showed like a flash kick super into her air super. And I was like, well, I hope that's not exactly how it goes, but it's okay because Mei has the same thing. She does her floor super. She can do it in the air. So that's fine too. Mm. She has her microphone skill back, you know, 6H. She has her note, and she has her, what is it called? Hyperchemical love, horizontal chemical love, which is still super good. You could probably RC it and dash up and do your combos for no reason. You know, still has a note, still hates Soul.
Yep, Soul hates her. Pretty normal.
And this trailer also showed off some of the 2v1s that you get on PS5.
Yes.
As you saw, and the air combos are still there, and they're still amazing. And you got Kai and Soul versus Ino. She's probably, obviously, the main villain of the game. And then she had this super that, you know, turned her into her, literally, I think it's called Megalovania. Megalovania outfit type thing. And yeah, she's going to shoot a bunch of things. It's going to say caution around the screen. I don't know. Some people are saying that this is a destroy. I mean, I see all those amps all over the place.
And
yeah. Who knows?
So she dropped. She looks good.
Yeah, man.
It's kind of disgusting. Pretty happy for you.
Thank you.
God damn it. That you got your character. That's awesome. So we have our 15-man roster. You know, hopefully we get to hear about DLC, which they do have planned. I think they originally said they wanted 25 characters or 20 characters in the very beginning, but they've since then cut to make, you know, due to COVID and such, made the development process a little easier. So those characters that didn't make the cut in the initial 15 will show up in the future. So, you know, there's still going to be plenty more. And of course, even, you know, previous games didn't start with, like Exar didn't start with the characters that ended with in Rep 2, right? Those characters were added on from there. So this will be no different. I just hope they get with a really nice big cast. Like, I just want a big old cast, a whole bunch of nonsense. That's what's going to make me happy. On top of the good net code that Strive has. So
interesting.
I think overall the Strive beta has been a success.
Yes.
Like, I think everyone's pretty stoked about it. You know, even we're counting the hours. I can get in until tomorrow.
I've seen so many people that don't play any type of game say that they're playing Guilty Gear for the first time, such as like Silvereye or even Scar, like other MK players. Yep. I've seen
MK players are jumping in
all over the place, just picking it up. Sort of like when Dragon Ball had come out. And, you know, it just shows you what good internet, like people were saying good internet from when it was developers or not developers, content creators. And then people that pre-ordered it were saying, yo, good internet. That all together, just those two demographics caused for this game to have like so many downloads on the open beta to just give it a try. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
Especially for a game that's considered like not a mainstream fighting game.
It was not. Yeah, it's very niche. Mm-hmm. It, you know, its community was really its own thing. So to see it kind of bust out, like at the end of the day, it's what their goal is, right? They're like, we want to grow the community. We want to, you know, be more, open for, quote unquote, you know, the casuals, or, you know, more accessible to more people. And I think, you know, for one, the netcode is definitely one way to do it. So with that, that's actually going to close us out. We do have a whole lot more that we're going to talk about next week that we didn't get a chance to jump in, like things like the Smash World Tour that just got recently announced or really re-announced, that we're going to cover that alongside the trailers and such that we were just, you know, kind of hinting at earlier. So we do have planned that we're going to talk about next week. We should also be having a guest on board. He's been waiting in the wing. There's been a couple of schedule conflicts, but hopefully we should be able to get him in for next week. So you guys can stay tuned for that episode for sure. But in the meantime, thank you very much for hanging out. We appreciate you guys chilling with us, I guess, for another episode of Double Tap. Of course, you guys can find this show on Twitter at Double Tap FGC. You can find me at CrashTagVS right there underneath me. Static Gorilla at Static Gorilla, of course, on Twitch and Twitter. Meza FGC on those platforms as well when he shows up. And of course, make sure to follow Mash Those Buttons at The Mash Network. That we can check out, you know, maybe are the shows that you're getting into. Of course, Overwatch 2 had some crazy announcements that went down. They definitely were covering that over there at Watchpoint. Apex has been making their rounds. Go check out Dropping Spicy. And of course, Final Fantasy 14 had some insane expansion announcements over the past like couple of weeks. So if you guys are into any of those games, on top of the other ones that we support here on the show, you should probably go give those guys a listen. There's some pretty good dudes and dudettes over in those shows. In the meantime, if you guys want to check out, you know, discuss or, you know, talk about a couple things and our articles that we post up, you can join us on Discord at discord.me/mashthosebuttons. So see a Double Tap section right there. You can cater, can hang out with us, post up some articles, some things, you know, some of the things that we're talking about here on the show. We also kind of pick up there, make some good conversation. If you're all about that, make sure head on over there. And of course, if you're listening to the show and you want to support, The best way you can do it is by sharing it, liking it. Also, you know, giving us any feedback on any platform of, you know, that you're listening on, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, whatever. And if you don't know what platforms it's on, make sure to check out mashthosebuttons.com/shows/double-tap to go check out all the platforms that this show's on. And also you can check out the VODs that we, you know, live stream here, in case you want to really listen and watch us to, what we're talking about at times when we're talking at trailers or specific moments. And you're just like, dude, I'm listening. I can't see this. Listen to this on an audio podcast. How the hell am I supposed to hear? Well, you can go check out the VOD on Master's Button. So go check it out there. In the meantime, guys, make sure, yo, if you haven't had a chance to go play the beta, go play the beta. If you didn't download it, actually, I just thought about it. If you didn't download it, unfortunately, you're out of luck. But in the meantime, you go check out all the streams. Mm-hmm. Go check out all the tech. Go check it out on Twitter. Everyone's posting things up. It's going to be live until tomorrow. But yep. Until then, we'll see you guys, of course, next week to cover everything else that we want to cover as well. And then some. So until then, be safe. See you guys next time.
Or play Street Fighter 5. Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/themashnetwork, facebook.com/mashthosebuttons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/discord.